take that word and we believe that word, mixing it up with prayer, with time it will produce after its own kind. The word cannot be word and produce something that's anti-word, but the word will always produce something that's after its own kind. And I believe that's what all we pastors here are here to encourage you with. But let me assure you, we are together in the tumultuous waters that you are sailing through by day and by night. Wherever we are, we are remembering you, the church, elders of the church, remembering also the Chesa family. And for one thing that I know, to them that are those who are honest in heart, God will never let down. God will never let down. As much as we humble ourselves, we pray, we wait upon Him, I believe all the dark clouds will be rolled away. Sometimes you hear Brother Branham saying, sometimes you see those dark clouds, it's so dark, and the clouds are so threatening. So, but do you know that beyond those clouds, the sun is shining. And beyond our situations, beyond our circumstances, the light of the word, hallelujah, which we have believed in our hearts, is shining and is blossoming. Oh, what a hope we have through this message that was given us in these end times. I will quickly go to the word. And now I would like to maybe before I read my text, I really was thinking on this scripture, 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 18, whereby the scripture says, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Now, when Paul says that, he is referring to particular words. It's not just every word. In other words, we can comfort one another. Yes, we can say a mouthful of words. Yes, we can say all that we can say. But Paul says, comfort one another with these words. What are those words? That's 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13. Those are the words. And you will see that it has to do with the resurrection. It has to do with the restoration. Because restoration is resurrection. And when you talk of Lazarus being resurrected, we didn't have somebody who looked like Lazarus. But it was the same Lazarus who had been buried 6 feet under. And that's the same Lazarus who rose. And that's the restoration. Where Brother Bram says, I take this book, drop it down there. A restoration is this same book being taken where it has fallen to, back to its position. And this message of the hour is a resurrection message. It's a restoration message. That's why whatever we have lost out on in our hearts, in our hope, we have a restoration message. We have a resurrection message. Amen.
Amen.
Which I believe was the climax 2 Sundays ago. And I believe that's the platform where we were left at. And that's the platform under which we continue holding on to the message of a restoration. Oh, what a hope we have tonight that there is a restoration. So what is this? He says verse 18. But those are the words that we comfort one another with. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. Verse 18 of 1 Thessalonians 4. Concerning them which are asleep. And those that are asleep are all the saints that have gone on to be with the Lord. And that includes also our Pastor Chesa, who has gone to be with the Lord. That includes men like Brother G. That includes people like Brother Branham, the prophet. And that includes all the saints that you know. Even those who went through the ages. He says, I would not have you ignorant. You might be ignorant on other things, but when it comes to this, those who have gone to be with the Lord, I don't want you to be ignorant, because those are the things by which we comfort one another. Hallelujah. So if we have ignorance on those things, then we will go into a rut whereby at least we become confused as individuals. Is there a God? Sure. God, why did you? But God, how? But when you are not ignorant of the hope that we have, of the basic fundamentals of what we are comforted by, because trials and troubles are part and parcel of the journey, we will miss out on many things. We will lose out on many things. It's part of the way. But yet Paul says, I would not have you ignorant, brethren. Isli tabernacle. Don't you be ignorant of these things. Be ye comforted by these words. What are the words? Paul says there. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. Yes, we are sorrowing. Yes, we are in pain. Yes, we are in agony. But Paul says, I'm addressing that which concerns those who are asleep, that you don't have to be ignorant. Because it's not a loss. Because they've not just turned into a spirit. It's not that they've gone for good. They've just disappeared on this world, but they have appeared in another dimension. Hallelujah! They have changed dimensions. Changing from one dimension into another dimension. Do you know, my brother, my sister, there is a dimension tonight. There are angels all around. You are rubbing shoulders with angels. That's a dimension. Don't be ignorant of these things. You have not lost out. But you have a sure word of promise that Pastor Chesa is very safe. He is part of the sheaf we have now that you will see on the resurrection day. When you see him on that resurrection morning, then you say, aha, that's it. And you see, when you see it, then you know you are in. Because others won't see. But those who will see, they are part of the process. Are you not happy tonight that there is somebody that you know, that you love so dearly, that you hold so precious, who has gone on ahead of you, so that when you see him, say, oh, Pastor, now I believe all that you have ever preached, it has become reality. Jesus tested the pinch and the pain of death so he could release life. Somebody to go ahead of you so that this gospel would mean what it means. This gospel is not a myth, it's reality. So he says, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not. Comfort one another with these words. Says, that ye sorrow not. Even as others which have no hope. In other words, we have a hope.
And what is that hope based upon? You will see the following verses. It's based upon the resurrection. It's based upon the restoration. But this is not the end. We are looking forward to a day when they shall appear. The thus so and so. Aha, and then you are changed. Then, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so then, also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Jesus had to die. Remember, he was so dear and so precious. But he had to die. But not only did he die, he had to resurrect. That's why he says, I'm the resurrection and the life. He took the test. He died. And he rose. And if you die, if you sleep, before the translation, the rapture, you rise. Because Jesus, he died and he rose again. And those who have gone on before us, who are dead, so to say, though they are sleeping, they shall rise again. And even so, them also which sleep in Jesus, will God bring with him. God will bring with him. They've gone on to be with him. And when he comes, he brings with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. You see, the order in which it occurs. All this, he said, they'll comfort one another with these words. And those are the words he had just spoken. Says, we who are alive shall not hinder those who are asleep. Those who are asleep. In the likes of the pastor, Brother Branham, the rest of the saints, we shall not hinder them. We shall not stand in their way. They shall rise up first. And when they rise up first, we shall see them. Are we together? And then when we see them, he says, shall not be those that are asleep. Now, he goes and shout, voice and trump, right? Then we which are alive, verse 17, and remain, shall be caught up together with them. So, at the time that the rapture happens, which I believe is not far, there will be two groups of people who will go in the rapture. Those who are asleep, those who are in the graves, and those like us who will still be alive. Those are the two classes of people who will be in the rapture. Those asleep in the grave. Then us who are still alive, but those who are asleep, we shall not stand in their way. We shall not hinder them. They shall rise up first. And when they rise up first, we which are alive, who will be alive to the day of the rapture, who will be alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them. So those who are asleep, we who are alive, shall be caught up together, and then we go to meet him. So when it comes to the rapture, there is nothing that those who are asleep will miss. There is nothing that we who are alive shall miss. We shall all receive a body change. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then we shall go to meet him. We shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Which words? Those words about the resurrection, about the change of body, speaking about those who are dead in Christ. You sorrow not, but we have a hope. And the prophet says, throughout the seven church ages, those who died with the hope of the rapture, because the resurrection power was in them, he says, when the time comes, that which they died with is what will resurrect them. Are we together? And that which is in you, that power, is what will change you. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I go to my message. I trust and believe that this will, I'll just speak on some highlights, a few things, just say as far as I can say and believe. I want to look at the three bodies. But while I'm looking at comfort one another with these words, the three bodies. Brother Branham says we live in three bodies. But he says, at no one given time can an individual live in two bodies. Yes, you can have two natures. As Paul says, I have a Lord that's within me. When I want to do right, then I do wrong. Those are two laws, but living in one. But you cannot live in two bodies. So I'll try and highlight just a little about those bodies. And then you see, we have to face these things because it's a vehicle of change. It's a process of change into another dimension. Amen.
Amen.
Now I want to read from 2 Corinthians 5, verse 1 to 4, 6 and 8. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, so we have a house, but that's an earthly one. We have a building of God, and a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. That's another house. But this one is heavenly. It's eternal. Who doesn't want an eternal home? Nothing wrong in staying in Imbare. By all means, it's all okay. But if you are, somebody promotes you, says, I have found you a good place to stay in Borodel, would you refuse? Even if you remain in Imbare, would you say, oh, but that man, he went, you know, but he shouldn't have gone. You would rejoice with him. But this man now is enjoying a better life. God willing, someday, if God will have mercy for me, I will also, maybe by his grace, be able to live in such a home. Process of change is always difficult. But yet change is Satan and it's imminent. We are speaking about the rapture. We are speaking about a body change. It will either come by through death, then you attain another body, or a change of body, and those who are in the theophanies, then they come and pick up their bodies, then we both go into the glorified bodies, and then we go to meet him in that body. Two, for in this we groan, this one, earthly, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. So in this one we are not clothed. We are naked. But we need a clothing. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened. That's the tabernacle you are in. That's the tabernacle the saints who have gone to be with the Lord have moved out of. Not for what we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. Brother, in this body, we are absent. We are not there. But when we move out of this body, go into other body, which the saints have gone in, then they are present with the Lord. Who doesn't want to be in the presence of the Lord? We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord.
8,
verse
8. Verse 8.
Amen. I want to read again 1 Corinthians 15:40.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 15:40. 40:40.
All right. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another.
May
God add blessed reading of his word as we take our seats. So if our earthly tabernacle be dissolved, we have one that's waiting for us. That's kind of like the line that I follow tonight. If this earthly house, if this earthly tabernacle, if this earthly body be dissolved, we have another body, which is an heavenly body, which is a celestial body. We have one that's waiting for us. Not one that will be made for us, but it's already waiting for us. It's already prepared for us. The moment you come out of this, then there is one that's waiting for you. Oh, my brother, my sister, I want to thank God for this good connection. Maybe you get to the airport in South Africa. It's a big airport. And quickly as you get there, you get a quick connection. Maybe you're going to New York. The connection is very swift. It's not a connection where you can get there. You spend 3 days. Oh, there is no plane. It's a good connection. And I thank God. He has a good connection for us. From this body, we have another body that's waiting for us. So as you come out of this, there is a good connection. You go into another body. Amen.
Amen.
Which body is this? Briefly, I want to take you back by a quotation. What this body is. This body is in a form and a shape like this body we have. But it's not exactly like this body. It can appear. It can disappear. It can shake your hands. It can talk. It cannot eat. You can see. That's the body waiting for you. Back right in the beginning, from the great fountain spirit, which is El Elah Elohim, came out the Logos. Those things you are very familiar with. Out of him came out that great light. Out of him came out the Logos. Now, I want to pick it up here from the message Life of 57, paragraph 22. Let's close our eyes to our imaginations for a few moments and go way back into before there was anything. Now, the message of the hour is different from denomination. That's where it differs. When Brother Branham refers to Genesis 1:1, he says that's as far as theology can go. You can go to Bible school. They can scratch around that. And it's in the beginning. But now you watch Malachi 4 students go beyond Genesis 1:1. He says, now let us go. Way back there into the mind of God. Let's take a trip and see what was back in the mind of God. That was before Genesis 1:1. Theology cannot bring out that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's why it says now, that's as far as theology can go. But my brother, I thank God tonight, we go beyond theology. We go beyond Genesis 1:1. What was there? What was in the mind of God? What was there, my brother? Do you know, my brother? You are the manifestation of what was in the mind of God. You are not here tonight by a mistake. You are allocated a dispensation. When you were to come in, you were allocated a message, a prophet, a messenger. Oh, my brother, my sister, you could not have come during the days of Luther. You could not have come during the days of Wesley, but you are Malachi 4 students. You were predestinated. Why? You are a prophetic class. That's why God had to send a prophet to a prophetic class with a prophetic revelation. Hallelujah! Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. I thank God tonight. This is our consolation. The message of the hour. Oh, my brother. It will wipe away all tears. It will wipe away all tears. Don't you worry, church. Everything is under control. God's eye is watching over you. He is sovereign. He knows what's next. He knows. He has already prepared a way for you. Hallelujah.
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 Somebody say amen. Somebody say
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Somebody say praise God.
Praise God.
We go beyond Genesis 1:1. Before Genesis 1:1, what was there? Now let us take a trip back into the mind of God. I thank God tonight that I'm walking in the mind of God. I thank God tonight that I'm sitting. You are sitting in the mind of God because you are the manifestation of what was way back there in the mind of God. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Let's close our eyes to our imaginations. Now, people think when somebody dies, they have imaginations. Now, where is he? Maybe he's a spirit. Maybe he's a spook. Brother Branham has brought it so clear and he's so comforting. Then you begin to see, yes, we have lost, but we have a hope. Let's take imagination for a few moments and go way back into before there was anything. The great fountain of all eternity was that spirit of love, joy, that spirit of honesty, that spirit of trueness in this perfection. Oh, my brother, then it was not God. There was no God. It was the great eternal spirit, because God is an object of worship. So he was just that great fountain spirit, feeling all space and everything. He was not God. Then he says, the great fountain of all eternity was spirit of life. And then out of the existence of the Father went the Logos, which was the Son, which was the Theophany. That's the point I want you to see, the origins of the body that Pastor Chesa is in now. And all the sleeping saints, including Brother Branham, is in tonight. He says we live in three bodies. This earthly body. And the next one is the theophany. The third one is the glorified. So he says, this which was the Logos, which was the Son, which was the theophany. Now watch. Which was the body of the great Jehovah God. Went forth in a celestial body. The scripture says we have terrestrial bodies and celestial bodies. Now the celestial body is the heavenly body. Says, which went forth in a celestial body. That's the Logos. The word, now watch. The word spoke out of them. great fountains of life. What spoke out of the great fountains of life? The word spoke out of them great fountains of life and went forth. So the word spoke from the great fountains of life and it went forth. And there was the theophany. So what is a theophany born? It's a word born. Since the word spoke out. Out of the great fountains of life. And went forth. And there was the theophany. Which was God made into word. So what is that theophany? What was that theophany? It was God made into word. That's why we speak of theophany bodies as word bodies. Are we together?
Hallelujah.
Are we together? These. Oh, I thank God for that. Quickly. So in 2 Corinthians 5,
2 Corinthians 5.
2 Corinthians 5, verse 1, 4, 1 to 4, 6 and 8. Paul identifies these bodies, this earthly house of this tabernacle. One. And the second one says, a building of God. A house not made with hands. Eternal in the heavens. This one has no man handling. Man has nothing to do with it. That's the building of God. That's the theophany. Now, characteristics of these houses. Here where you stay is a house. It's your house. That's why now when you pass on, we say, here lays the body of Brother Dan Matano. Here lays the house of. But the real Dan Matanga is no more there. He has been connected and transferred to another house. Not made by hands, but made by God himself. Hallelujah! You say that, my brother, my sister. So that one is not made by hands. And he says it's eternal in the heavens. It's eternal in the heavens. But this one is a body of time. It's limited. Now, characteristic of this body is the earthly body. Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. That's this body which he picked the soil. Made it. Breathe the breath of life. This one will dissolve. It's part of the earth. This one will disband. And in this one we groan. Earnestly. Right here, some of you are in pain. Oh, my back. Oh, my headache. Oh, my lungs. In this one we groan. But those who have gone to be with the Lord, rather in that body, you don't get old. In that body, you don't groan. Tonight, won't you rejoice with the saints that have gone on? Won't you thank the Lord and say, thank you, Lord, for promoting our brethren. Thank you, Lord, for promoting our pastor. Yes, we have the pain, but you have promoted them into a better pot. Look at that white hair. Brother Ray, I know you from many years back. Way back, Chitsere and all Kambani. Many years. You used to be young. In all these old madalas, but today, you know, they really make their stand. You can almost see the back is a bit stiff. Because if you try to move like a young man, you will break your back. Why? This body, this house, it gets tired. It gets weary. Oh, may God help us that one day the doors will burst wide open. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
And then we'll make one step. We'll be right. right into that body. We will never grow old. We will never get weary. Oh, it's high time now. We can even say, even so, come Lord Jesus. We are ready for you, Lord. That journey has been tiresome. That journey has been wearisome. We want a body change. We groan desiring to be clothed upon with our house. Which house? The heavenly house. Which is from heaven. For we in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened. Look, my brother. You came to church, heavily burdened. You can hardly open your mouth. You can hardly walk. So many burdens. You are thinking of this. You are thinking of the school fees. You are thinking you have to get a house to stay. You are thinking you are building. You don't have the money to finish off your house. Oh, you want to wed. You want to go and pay the dowry. You have no man. It's a burdensome life. But I want to tell you tonight, Pastor Chesa, Pastor G. Tutani, Brother Branham, the rest of the saints, Brother, they no longer have burdens. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a life we are looking forward to. A burdenless life. So why should we long to be here? Our brother, we want to go home. That's why we come to church. And reality dawns. He takes from among us people so dear, people so precious, to wave those promises that is true. Right. And while he's at home in this body, we are absent from the Lord. So what are we saying? This is only a temporal shelter. Temporal shelter. You put a temporal shelter. And in a temporal shelter, which you make maybe out of branches, you don't have rooms. Thanks be to God. In my father's mansion, in my father's house, are many mansions. There are many rooms. There are many bodies. How can you have a house in a mansion? It's bodies. So this is the temporal shelter. And to show it's a temporal shelter, as the sun rises, it looks fresh. As we go towards the lunch, it's wilting. As we go towards 3 o'clock, the branches and the leaves are actually withering. By sunset, there is not much of it left. It's a temporal shelter. Brother, in this body, we are in a temporal house. But there is another one, eternal, waiting for us. Genesis 2. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils. And so on, then he put that man in the Garden of Eden. Earthly. That man was earthly. We can trace the gene of man there. Earthly, flesh, imperfect, mortal, born in sin. He loves the world. And he needs the new birth. That man. That's the one who always said, you must be born again. And that man, this one, is the negative of you. No wonder why. When we used to be old, around 68, 65, they used to photograph us, what we used to call snap.
Snap.
And then you would stand there, you know, with a step. Snap.
Snap.
And then maybe you fall in love with a girl. You give her a snap. She keeps it right in the suitcase.
The
snap was very important. And the other one will be given to auntie to show that really these have agreed. But that snap, it will be taken by a camera through a dark film.
And then they would take it, take the spool, go into a dark room with dark curtains. And that's where they would develop it, the picture, out of that darkness. And Brother Branham says, you move through that darkness of death. You are being developed into the real you, getting into your theophany body. He says he took your picture when you were at your best, around 18 to 22, and he has it in his files of heaven. He doesn't have a gray-haired man there. He doesn't have a bald-headed brother there. He doesn't have a brother there with a peg there. He has the original picture of you. That's why no matter what the devil try to dribble and trick you, maybe got you into drinking beer some years ago. And the devil says, but he drank some beer. He says, okay, let me check in my records. But what I have here, there is nothing to ever show that he ever drank and that he will ever drink. It's not here. See, that's what happened with Abraham before that king, when he lied that Sarah is my sister. You know, it was a battle of technicalities. Playing in between the lines. Indeed, she was his sister in the Lord. But he was his wife. Brothers know that very well. Battle of technicalities. Then says, this man lied to me. He says, no, we have taken that my servant's wife. Go back to him, he is as good as a dead man. But he lied to me. And God checked in the files. See, this man, yes, I have a record of you. He has never lied. It's actually you who is a liar. Go to that man, kneel down on the altar, let him take his hands and lay them over you and cast out that demon of lust. He has the original. You might have one eye here, but in that album, my brother, there is two eyes. You might be limping, my brother, but right there you are walking upright. Oh, we are looking forward to that day. It's coming very soon, my brother, when all our limbs, when all our hands shall go straight, we shall be like we are in that great album of Jehovah. There won't be any old ladies. There won't be any young boys. There will be, young brother. And we'll be praising the Lord. And we'll be jumping and saying, hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord. Oh, God is so good. I am looking forward to that day. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. I wish it could be tomorrow. I wish it could be next month. Brother, we are sick and tired of this earth. We are sick and tired of this body. We want a better body. I can't even preach enough because this body is a tired body. I want a better body. The vibrations of the inner man are tearing apart this useless body. But one of these fine days, brother, I will be changed from mortal to mortality. Changing of dimensions. From one dimension to another dimension. Hallelujah! Did you know, my brother, there is angels here tonight, all around, but you cannot see them. You ought to change a dimension, changing from dimension to another dimension. That's what happened to Pastor Chester. That's what happened to Brother G. That's what happened to your loved ones. And that's what will happen to you. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe next month. Maybe next year. We will join up the whole host of brethren.
Brother, if it happens to me before the rapture, don't cry, but celebrate. He says, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, that little short brother is right in a better pod. Oh, that little short brother, his hairs were falling down, you know. Now I suppose it's somewhere right here. Oh, rejoice with me. Even if you can come to the casket, just say, hallelujah. Praise God, brother Ted. If God gives me grace, I'll just open my eyes and say amen. And then I sleep again.
Hallelujah.
Brother, what a joy we have in these things. Pastor Chesai has been promoted. The saints that have gone before us have been promoted. How they wish we could also cross the river Rubicon that they've also crossed. Oh, my brother, death is not a threat. Rufui banditi rashe.
Death is a slave to the Lord.
Banditi rinobuda mchere.
A slave is
rinoshandiswa kugobora. Vanenge vane futi. Harina charo.
He doesn't have
harirambe.
He doesn't refuse.
Harina chiri nani.
He doesn't have anything right. Better.
Gobora muti uyu.
Uproot this tree.
Timba.
Dig here.
I banditi.
He's just a slave.
Rinobuda amen Lord.
You say amen Lord.
Saka rufui banditi.
So death is a slave. Commando.
Uyo nguva yake yakwana.
This one the time is
now.
This time is
garo wena motikari auye kumusha. Hatina kana any more seconds zasara.
We have no more seconds left.
Banditi rinongoti ngos.
The slave who just say Saru. As you have said.
Rufuruno saruta.
Oh, death.
Brother
Brown,
one quotation he says.
Brother,
he says we own death.
And this one is the roof.
We own death.
This one is the roof.
Death, where is your
strength?
Grave, where is your power? We are not afraid to die. We are not afraid of the grave. That's what this message is all about. To take away all the fear. To roll away all the hallucinations. Even if you fall sick and you're in a hospital, when people come crying, instead of you crying, you'll be encouraging them. Like that brother, is it F.F. Bosworth? Is it Bosworth? Who said now, what is your happiest time?
Yeah.
What is your happiest time? And you woke up and say, it is now. And some were trying to sing some songs. Sorrowful songs. He says, you, keep quiet. Is it you that's dying on me time? If it's me dying, sing some better songs. That man had a revelation. That's what we are working for. That's what we are praying for. That's what we are laboring for. That someday we are equipped to cross over or to change bodies.
It doesn't have 2 ways.
As we are
growing up, this is the gate.
That's why you see us
always groaning.
We
come sing quietly and we start crying.
They are
close at home.
They are coming by
another world to come.
Tasaina.
We have signed already.
Kutikufano kuora.
To die
and message. Those I was real. Why is Okufano Kura?
You were
signing
to die.
And
we were going ahead.
Genie Rwanza is Osakari.
They said this is not going to be worn out until the Lord comes.
Rakasakara.
And it became worn out.
As very good genie Rimukatari is Osakari.
This genie Kufano Kura. Until.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Satan, I'm going to tell you, Manu.
If I
have a Satan,
how do
you change so?
We don't know. We are the children of God.
We
know where we are going.
Don't
frighten us, the devil.
Don't frighten us, Satan.
We know where we are going.
We are not threatened. We know who we are. Because there's a team.
So this body is flesh, imperfect mortal, born in sin, loves the world. It needs a new birth. It's the negative of you. But the heavenly body, which is your theophany, is a building of God. A house not made with hands. It's eternal in the heavens. Clothes us to cover our nakedness. In it we are present with the Lord. And God said, let us make man in our image. You see now, it's not this one now. After our likeness, after the likeness of, says let us, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all, over every creeping thing. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, God created he him, male and female, created he them. It was two in one. Male and female created he them. You and your wife are one. Let us. And he says, in this state, men would command the animals. In the Garden of Eden. We do all that in that state. In the image of God. So this body, now this body that's heavenly, is heavenly, it's a theophany, perfect, immortal, sinless, lives by the word. That's why right now as you are preaching the word, as preachers preach, you say amen, hallelujah. Why? Because your word body, your theophany, is the word being preached, it affects you. So you are responding to your theophany. And sometimes it comes so close. It has come so close. And this one, that one possesses the Zoe life. That's the real you. Now, I leave this now. Let me just leave at a point where I've spoken a few things here. And then we leave it there maybe sometime again. Now, celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies. Now, celestial bodies are heavenly bodies. Right? Belonging to the heavenlies. Heavenly, having the qualities of God. Terrestrial bodies, earthly bodies. They are of the earth. Or related to the earth. Now, Brother Branham says we have three different bodies we dwell in. Then he goes on to say we have three different bodies we dwell in. One is the human. This one. The other is the celestial. And the other is the glorified. You know, the celestial is the theophany. And then if we know one another in the human body, the mortal body, this one, how much more will we know it? Each other in a glorified body. How much more? Because it will be real you yourself. That's why now when you get in the glorified bodies and we'll be connected and we see Christ, he says, we shall know him as he is. Because now we'll be in the same bodies. We are able to connect. Now, okay, fine. So he says, now, the terrestrial body, that's the human body, the earthly body, a mortal body, it cannot live forever, it must die. The celestial, the heavenly body, man is an immortal, endless life. Now, the glorified body, that's the body we attain in the resurrection. That's the body that the saints who have gone, that's the third body, they will attain in the resurrection. That's the body that Jesus comes to meet us with. And that's the body we go to meet up with him. That's why we shall know him as he is. Now. So three is the number of perfection.
Three bodies. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. We can take it in whatever. Now, and it helped me. I'm picking out this quotation. It says, from message, God's only provide place of 65. Now, paragraph 22. Now, it helped me because I used to have an idea.
Now,
when a person died, just their soul went off. But then when he quoted that to me, that if this earthly tabernacle of habitation, we already have one. See, and we got to have everything in threes to make a perfection. And there is one body here, then that body there is, which is the celestial body. And then the glorified body in the resurrection. See, that makes it complete. See, it's not a myth. It's not an idea. It's not a spirit. It is a man and a woman like you are just exactly. If we're to project and see later, you will see now when you actually follow that theophany, it's in the form and shape of. That's the same body when Moses asked, he wanted to see God. He says, no man can see God and live. He says, but stand upon the rock you see. He says, I seen something like the back parts of a man. Although he seen something in the shape and the form. It was him in his theophany body. A shape and a form. You cannot be in two bodies at the time, but can have two natures in you at a time. Now, I leave that. Maybe my time's up. Let me just read one or two of these quotations, then I hand over. So, terrestrial bodies and earthly bodies. When you are born naturally, there is a physical body. Where your spirit comes in, womb of mother, that's why,
when you are born,
right?
Your spirit comes in.
There is a nice spirit around them.
Before you are given
because
birth,
there is a life just about to come. That's why you see, even when a person is about to go into the other body, there is something just nice around
them.
Because that body is hovering over. You see that, my brother? So, where your spirit comes in, and spiritually, when you are born again while you grow spiritually in God, there is a celestial body growing to receive that spirit. When life leaves this body, you go into that celestial body, the spiritual body. That body feeds upon the word because it's the word body. Amen.
Amen.
He says, this is a dying spirit in a dying body. But now you can't be in two bodies at one time. But there can be two natures in you at one time. Now, the nature of the Spirit of the Lord, when you are born again, you are not born of physical, like the baby was. But what's happened, the spiritual birth has come to you. And while this spiritual birth is growing into your heart of God, there is a physical or a celestial body growing to receive that spirit. And when the life leaves this body, it goes to that body. Just as when the body is presented to the earth, it comes to a prepared body. And when you leave this earth, you got to a prepared body. And when the spirit goes out of them, there is a body waiting. For we know that after this earthly body be dissolved, we have one already waiting. That's it. The spiritual body of the people. Now, I think I have to end there. I believe we've just gotten the gist of it. Those who got to be with the Lord, they are not lost. They are not lonely. They are not even regretting that they have left this earth. They actually wish you someday also to join them up there. It's a much better body. It's a much better place. Here we are just at a train station. You know, when you go into the bus, you don't all of you when you're coming from Mutare. You don't only, maybe all of you go to Harare. Some will drop at Rusape while others continue. But when you get to Headlands, those who are supposed to come at Headlands, the bell goes ngende, they will drop. Others will proceed to Maronde. So we drop off at different stations. But we are assured at some point this life comes to an end. And if you are a believer, we celebrate the departure of such a life. I don't know why, personally myself, of late, for the past 10 years, when I go to funerals, I don't know why. Sometimes just see me crying in the corner. Deep down I say, I wish it was me. Especially if it's a Christian. If it's a Christian who was so dead, just crying out this man. I wish maybe it was me. Death is not frightening. It's only your transporter. It's a bus. Some of the buses are luxury buses. But some of them ndiwa namboma. Rinenge rine chiutsi piti timbazi mwa muchikosora. Asi mamwe acho munenge muchipiwa coffee. Brother, it's not the life, but it's where you are going. Finally, whether it's by Mboma or it's by a luxury bus, finally you are in Harare. Finally you go into your theophany body. Finally you are in glory. Somebody give me an amen. Somebody give me a hallelujah. Somebody say praise
God.
Are you ready? Oh, tonight, we give a 21-gun
salute
for all those warriors and soldiers of the cross. We have gone on to be with the Lord. We are giving a word 21-gun
salute.
We say we salute you. We want to assure you. We will not let you down. Sooner and very soon, we are also coming. Oh, what a day to be, my brother, when we see from afar, hold. Tapinda na pano.
We have passed through.
Tapinda ona pano.
We are coming from Laodicea. How did you do it? Through the grace of God. It was all through the message of resurrection. We have come home.
Amen, 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 amen. Just give me a high hallelujah, hallelujah. Just give me a praise God. Do you believe it? There is a body waiting for you. Brother Marairi, are you not longing for that body? I see, brother, your eyes are drooping down. I see, brother, you've got four eyes like, but I didn't have, I want the original. And shadama negative.
I am not longing for the negative.
Why you wanna snap a Spanish negative? Why garana you negative?
You're having a snap, but negative. There was a negative.
Unongo tarisa singe yangu ita shadow.
Look three is like
da
a shadow.
Da snap yacho chayo chayo.
I need the original snap.
Da kuda original.
I need the original snap, not the
God
negative.
Bless you. May you be encouraged. Press on, Eastleigh Church. God will stand with you. Don't despair. Pray, pray, pray. Love that way. It will lead you all the way. May God bless you. May God bless you. Turn around and shake somebody's hand. God bless you, brother. We are en route. Tell the brother next to you. We are en route. Ask the brother, are you ready to connect your flight into your body? I'm ready for the connection flight. God bless you. God bless you. Amen.